Nothing Matters by Marcus Robbins. Scientists are discovering that matter appears to be more and more mysterious. Particles seem to pop in and out of existence and can be connected across time and space. The mere fact of observing particles can change them. It appears that our minds may extend beyond our brains. We are creating intelligences that are more intelligent than we are. It seems that mind over matter really does matter for our health. Some of this science can sound almost spiritual. In fact, science and religion are beginning to realize, again, that each needs the other to explain how we work and who we are. Whereas science can help explain how we and the universe work, religions try to explain the meaning and purpose of the world and why we matter. Theologians and scientists are sharing experiences more and more, and realizing the benefits of working together. Science and religion indeed show us that we live in a wonderful world of amazing stuff, both physical and spiritual. But there are lots of unsettling problems and paradoxes too, such as natural disasters, evolution's survival of the fittest, terrible violence, physical and mental problems, and breakdown of relationships. It matters that we try to understand the why of it all. To understand spiritual matters, it can help to imagine first our significance in the material world. If the age of the universe, 13.5 billion years, were equivalent to 1 year, then the final 5 seconds before midnight at the year's end would represent the last 2,000 years. The cosmos had to wait a long time before you were born. In terms of space, we are told that the universe started out as small as a pinhead. The observable edge of the universe is now 46 billion light-years away, and a light-year is 95,000 billion kilometres. So it is unimaginably large. In terms of size, we are totally insignificant amongst the void of almost total emptiness. To get another understanding of this cosmic nothingness, imagine the Earth as a metal pinhead. The Sun will be the size of a football, about 100 football widths away from the Earth. So, lots of space in between, except for Mercury and Venus. And what about matter itself? Well, if an atom's nucleus were the size of a football, then some electrons, just pinpoints of charge, would be orbiting about 10 kilometres away. More emptiness. So what's in all this space within atoms, matter and the universe? It's not nothing, but something, and that is fields and energy. It is laced with nuclear forces, electromagnetism, gravity, light, heat, and so far unexplained dark matter. Those of us who think that everything is solidly material should think again then. We are 99.99999% immaterial space. Matter is really energy bound within controlling fields of force, and the solidness of matter is in fact an illusion. As persons, we are infinitely more space than face. All this immaterialness, or what we could call spirit, makes us into human beings, including our body, brain and mind. If we are religious, we can say that somehow it makes up our soul as well. In fact, we can best be described as spiritual souls who have a material body, rather than the other way round. Most religions acknowledge the existence of spirits across the universe, as well as on Earth. These spirits don't have a body, just a mind or intelligence, and they can bring about actions. And it's only in art, by the way, that they are given a body. They can be considered as entities helping to create and form the universe we see, along with natural processes such as evolution that science helps us to study. Given that we don't really know how our mind or consciousness works, and that some scientists and religious think it may extend outside our body to form a universal mind, it can be argued that such spiritual intelligences are everywhere. If this is so, then where did these intelligences come from? Maybe the Big Bang was an explosion not only of energy and forces, but also of spirit and mind, forming countless intelligences as well as particles and matter, all made in the image of a creator mind, which we call God. From a Christian point of view, we conclude from the evidence we've been given that the goal of all this creativity is love, since God is described in the Bible as love. So we can also argue that the Big Bang was an explosion of intelligent love. So, in the Christian tradition, angels, as the spirits are described, can be thought of as creative agents in achieving this goal of love. However, since true love has to be freely chosen, given without any thought of return, some spirits inevitably chose to love themselves rather than aiming to love all God's creation. Hence, we have bad angels, demons, and other such nasties. On this understanding, at the beginning of creation, the universe evolved in ways that would eventually be hazardous for human life, and this may explain why natural disasters now happen on Earth. Christianity also teaches that the first humans, created in love, were given a similar choice, and we chose to love ourselves more than our Creator. Hence we now have the violence and injustice that we cause each other. Our lives are full of forces that try to stop us from being patient, kind, compassionate, understanding, truthful, protective or forgiving, all the characteristics we know intuitively that true love is all about. The whole of Christianity is the story of how God shows us the way to overcome this problem of selfishness, if we will but listen, learn and do. The Jews, being a very intuitive people, were the first to receive this revelation. Then, through the life and death and rebirth of Jesus the Christ, we are given a model and a means of how to overcome our selfishness and restore loving relationships, now and forever. That's good news indeed. At this time, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and the story of his life is one full of spirits and angels that announce, guide and protect all the players, such as the shepherds, the kings, Mary, Joseph, and of course Jesus himself. The Catholic Mass is just one of the ways we are given, through the Christian Church, to help us learn how to play the game of life, scoring goals of love, and filling the real emptiness that can be part of our lives. If you think about it, nothing matters more than that.